The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I don't know. It's been a riotous day, and I'm just going to go with the flow.
Well, that's always a good thing to do, I think. So, good morning, everyone. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we are here with you every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning. I have my coffee, but I left it in the car. I hope you're enjoying yours.
Oh, I can taste mine, but it's not here, but I
yes,
can still taste it.
We don't have coffee.
Nom.
So we pre-record, just to let you know. So today, while we're recording, it is actually Monday, but you're listening on
Thursday.
Thursday. How about that?
Thursday.
WTBR 89.7 FM and
WSBR 88.1 Lee.
Massachusetts. And
yay.
What's new in your little life? I shouldn't say little. Why did I say little?
It's okay.
It's just an endearing...
Sure.
It is.
Okay.
What's new?
Let's see. I'll think of something.
Something new.
I have something new.
Okay.
And it's about you.
It's about me?
Yeah. And it's if you remember way back when we started talking about planting and being able to put them into separate plant pots.
Oh. You remember that?
Yes. And we didn't quite have an argument about it, but we had a discussion.
We never argue. We never argue.
We had a discussion about whether or not it was a good thing to do, a plant in a pot landscaping design.
Oh, we always revisit that in the last 20 years.
Well,
we always revisit.
I have figured out two different ways you could actually pull it off.
Are you kidding?
No.
You are almost agreeing with me?
No.
Oh.
No, but I'm finding ways around the problem.
It's funny that you brought this up because you know what I did several weeks ago?
What'd you do?
I pulled up all of my bulbs that had spread all over the place, and I had a pot, and I poked holes in the whole thing, and I put the bulbs in the bottom of it in the ground, covered the entire thing, and it's sitting in the ground right now like that. I don't know what will happen. Well, I don't know. We'll see in the
spring. Be a daredevil.
Yep. We'll see in the spring.
Okay. But we'll get to that later.
Okay.
And you have a quote?
I have a quote. And the quote is, you'll never get bored when you try something new. There's really no limit to what you can...
Thank you, Seuss.
Do. Yes, Dr. Seuss.
It's funny because I was just thinking of him this morning.
You were.
I was because I was trying to write something and it kept coming out that way. And I said, I can't do it because they would tell me I was plagiarizing.
Oh, it was. Now, I don't know the different names of the poetry styles. So do you know the styles? Like, what style is that?
That style would be Seuss.
No, there's limericks. I know that.
Oh, I know that.
And then there, I don't know any of the others. Marie, I think you know.
It's narrative.
Narrative?
Yeah.
And then there's.
All right. We're getting offline here.
Marie knows exactly what we're talking about because she writes poetry.
Help
Maybe
us out,
she
Marie.
Could send a poem to us, or better yet, come in. I know you've got time, my dear.
I would love to see you.
That'd be awesome. Have her come in and we can talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. So do you have a riddle or a true or false?
I have true or false.
Okay.
And two are false and one is true.
Okay.
The speed of light in a vacuum is exactly 300,000 kilometers per second.
How many?
300,000 kilometers per second.
Like I really knew, right? Like I really needed to ask that question, like I knew. Okay.
Venus rotates in the same direction as most planets.
Mm.
And number three, Mercury is the only metal that is liquid at room temperature.
All right. I have the answer already.
Well, look at that.
I wish there was a monetary prize or a gift certificate to my favorite restaurant. Which makes me think.
Uh-oh.
What's your favorite restaurant?
A diner.
The one we go to?
Yeah.
Yeah. We go there almost.
Diner food is really good.
I really like diner food, too, and it's really fun when you travel to stop at little places like that. We're in Tennessee, and there's a little diner we go to all the time, and the young girls that work there didn't know what real maple syrup was. They only had the kind in a log cabin, Mrs. Butterworth's, whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
And I explained.
You can get it from the tree.
What it was, yeah. And it was adorable because this girl was 18. She had never had it. So the last time we went to Tennessee, I brought her some real maple syrup from Vermont. And she was, really? I said, yes. And she had never had it. And she, I don't know that she tasted it. What was really sweet was I ordered pancakes and she brought me some of her syrup that I just brought to her.
Aww.
But she didn't say whether she tried it or not. But I'll be going back. So I'll ask her. Sweetest little girl, did not know about real maple syrup.
That makes me think of teenagers not being able to do a rotary phone.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that video?
I did. It's hysterical.
So tell our listeners about that video.
They can't. They had no idea how to open it up. They tried to push the buttons instead of circling the thing.
Uh-huh.
They picked it up and said hello. And, of course, there's nobody there but the dial tone.
And the one I saw was a little boy, and he didn't know to pick up the handle until they said, pick up the handle.
Right.
It's really funny. And you wonder about other things like that, that kids just will not have any clue.
Nope.
It'll be...
Cursive writing.
Oh, I asked a nurse one time. We were talking about music somehow, and I said something about Diana Ross. She said, who's that?
She's still around.
Diana Ross? Diana Ross is Supremes? Diana Ross? No. I said, do you know who Elvis was? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I said, well, okay.
Contemporary.
Oh, man. What are you sharing with me today and everyone, not just with me?
I have from familyhandyman.com some hints and tips.
Okay.
And want to start with the flowers?
With the flowers, yes.
All right.
Well, the plants.
The plants. Because it says here, put a pot in the ground, put your plant in the pot, in another pot, no, double pots.
Double pots.
Double pots. And then you can move them around when you want to change the garden look.
Yes.
Or make it better or whatever.
Right.
But we were saying, no, you can't do that because you kill the roots.
Possibly if the roots go all the way through the second pot.
Mm-hmm. You would kill the plant. So they're saying they want you to do that so that you can look at the garden and be able to switch plants so that your garden looks better or the way that you want it to. And I figured,
I remember,
since we don't want to kill a plant with roots, and it says here plant, and then when your plant is full size, you can see better how it will look. Instead of planting these little things, why don't you buy the full size plant to begin with and put it in the pot and try checking it around that way so that
and
you wouldn't have to
worry.
And
move it around before it starts to root.
Before it starts to root into the other pot. Or,
I like that idea.
Or buy plastic flowers that look like the ones you want.
No. No.
This is just for looking. This is just for looking. You don't have to keep them there. Just to have it so you can look at it.
So the plastic plants have to look like the real plants that you're planning to put in. So you buy the plastic plants and then you buy the real plants too?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
But I liked my first idea.
I liked your first idea.
Yeah.
Just put them in and move them around before they start to grow.
Right.
Just buy them a little bigger.
Yeah.
And most of the time, even if they're small, you can get an idea of what they're going to look like. Yeah, I like that idea. But don't be mad at me, everyone, but don't... the plastic plants... the
some
colors
of them,
just...
Of them. Silk. Buy the silk ones.
Maybe. I do have a gardener in my neighborhood that does a lovely circle around this tree, but she mixes real and fake.
She does?
And so you can't really tell unless it's just one plant in a hanging basket.
Oh, that's
she mixes
brilliant.
It up and she mixes textures of plants so that when you look at it, you really can't. But well, some of them, like some of the pink ones are just too fake color. You know, the color isn't right.
Right.
But they do a really good job mixing them in. And she mixes in a lot of greenery that mixes in with her flowers that you can't tell it's fake greenery.
I love it.
So I think mixing it together, it's kind of like.
That's so creative.
Yeah, I can't think of another example, but it just works. It works really well.
Well, congratulations to her.
Yeah, she does a really good job. Really good job.
All right.
So,
Got that out of the way.
I don't remember. I think we may have covered. Oh, let's do the Kleenex box count. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, I think last time we had the show, we had 9.
Yep.
Do you have another one over there that I can't see?
Nope.
Okay. And remember, all of you, these are all open. We did ask the powers that be.
Yes, we did.
And?
They're not the radio stations. They're the people who come in to do the shows bring their own.
Uh-huh. And they're all open.
And they just leave them here.
It's so if you ever get in a bind, listeners, and you need Kleenex quickly.
We have them. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, what did you say about a coin that you always found on the counter there beside you?
Oh, wasn't there a penny and then it turned to a nickel? Then it was a nickel?
Right.
It's gone.
Guess what?
What?
I found it underneath the table.
No. No. Where is it? Is it a nickel or a penny? It's the nickel. That's crazy. So we have our own little thing going on here with nickels and Kleenex boxes. I don't know.
God.
I don't know what it is, but I think it's kind of cool. Maybe the nickel will turn into a dime and then, you know, gradually.
Quarter. Get a quarter.
Up to a $1,000 bill. I hope I work that day.
Hey,
so go ahead.
If you were dating an FBI agent and you broke up, he would be your FedEx. I've only got a couple of those kind of
things. Okay, good. You want to throw another one my way?
If you arrest a mime, do you have to tell him he has a right to remain silent?
That would be good on the Pink Panther, well, we have our Pink Panther intro song.
Yeah.
That'd be good in one of those movies, the Pink Panther movies, or remember the old Saturday Night Live?
That would be
such a funny little skit that they could do, arresting a mime. I love it. So I don't know if we've done these before, but if we have, forgive me, but I think they're worth repeating. So on your gas gauge, there's an arrow. Did you know that?
Yes.
We did talk about this, didn't we?
No.
Oh, okay. The arrow on your gas gauge points to the side of the car where your gas tank is accessible when you drive into the gas station.
Uh-huh.
I never knew that until the last time we talked about this. But for those of you that had never heard that before, especially if you're in your car right now driving, take a look at your gas gauge, and you'll see a little arrow. And
that tells you where your tank is.
Who knew that? And gas tanks, gas pumps, have a hidden feature. Most now come equipped with magnet breakaways so that when forgetful drivers drive off without detaching the pump, the damage is limited.
Oh, not that. I did not know.
I didn't know that either. Have you ever driven away with the pump in your car?
No.
I haven't either. Yeah.
I don't think you're sane if you
don't. That's really being distracted. Well, then what would you do? You'd put it on. Remember when you could lock it?
And let it.
And then what did you get back in your car or go into the store and then walk away? Walk down the street?
I stand there like a doofus and just hold the
thing until
it's done.
Me too. I hold it. Do you try to pump extra?
No.
And when it gets
They say, don't do that. That's bad for you.
I know. But doesn't it drive you crazy when it says $20.23? Don't you want to get it up to 30?
I don't know. I usually prepay.
Oh, you do?
I have prepaid so that
it stops.
It stops on its own.
All right. All right. Well, there you go.
Okay. Ever wish you could remove highlighter marks from a book?
No, but that's interesting.
Lemon juice fades highlighter enough to make it virtually undetectable. Cut a lemon in half and get some juice on a cotton swab. Run the swab over the highlighted text and watch the color fade.
But the letters don't fade?
Nope.
Did you try it?
Nope. Will I try it? Nope.
Nope. If any of you ever do try any of these fun things that we suggest, email us and let us know.
Mm-hmm. If it really worked.
And our stuffing address is
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And again, thanks so much for your emails. So the minimum height of the treads in your tires.
Yes.
So past a certain point, the wheel isn't safe to drive on. It says that we typically would check the tread with a penny.
Uh-huh.
But this is a much more reliable method. Note that replacing your tires is an optional. So the method they're talking about is there are little marks between your tire treads, little lines.
Yes.
If your tire tread is down to that little line, it's time for new tires. You don't have to check it with the penny.
Oh, that would be easier.
And accurate.
Whoa.
So who would ever think to look that deeply into your tires to see this little tiny line?
I like that. I got to remember that.
It's like it's these little hidden things that we don't know about, like when you open up a can with the little pole top.
Yes, and the thing breaks off.
If you put the pole, once you pull it up, if you lay it back down, it's supposed to be a hole for your straw. And their straw does fit in the hole. But then I thought when I did this yesterday, if I pull the pole top right off completely and throw it away, there's still a hole for the straw. So you really didn't get it. I thought,
that's a good point.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
How many apples grow on a tree?
I don't know.
All of them. Okay, hi puppy PVC slow feeder. My puppy was eating his food too fast, resulting in him vomiting it back up. Instead of buying a slow feed bowl, which is out there, I guess, I drilled holes into a 12-inch length of 2-inch PVC pipe and capped the ends. I filled the tube with puppy food, and he has to roll it around to get the food to fall out of the holes.
So wouldn't he just roll it more and more and more to get out what he wants?
I think that would be a little difficult to do, so it takes him time, and so he doesn't eat as much as fast.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if the holes ever get clogged. Well, you probably do a lot of holes, right?
Be sure the holes are large enough for the food to come out.
There you go.
And that was sent in by a man named Charlie May. And a lot of these that I have were sent in by real people.
Real people.
Real people.
All right. So now we have the hole you use to hang your pots and pans can also hold the handle of a spoon.
Yeah. Depends on what size spoon you're using.
I don't really get that. It says, use this hidden feature to keep your utensils from getting dirty while you're cooking. Slotted spoons also have a hidden feature. Many have round holes in the center, which is perfectly sized for inserting spaghetti into a pot without splashing the boiling water everywhere.
They say that's supposed to be right on.
As far as measurement?
As far as measurement, yep.
I don't know that I would put my pasta through a hole in a spoon so that when I put it in the pot, it doesn't splash. My pasta doesn't splash when I lay it in the pot.
I would just ignore that part.
Yeah, and then now picture the handle of a pot with the hole in the end. If you put your utensil in there that you're stirring spaghetti sauce with, wouldn't it just drip down the handle?
Could be.
Yeah, okay. Well, these have so far been really, well, some have been good and not so good.
How about a pool noodle hose extender? If you need to fill up a bucket that won't fit under your sink's faucet, bust out a pool noodle, set the bucket on the floor, slip the pool noodle over the faucet, and run it, baby.
There are so many things you can do with a pool noodle.
Yep.
I've seen so many things that I think, huh? Who thinks of these things? Okay. Some new clothes come with a few spare patches of fabric. Did you ever get that?
Yeah, I think that's so that you can wash it and see if it does anything happens to it.
Yes. It says that's so you can fix tears, right? Wrong. Clothes manufacturers know that you're terrible at stitching. The little squares of material are actually included so that you can test the color fastness of the fabric.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Yes.
Keep them around for when you're changing laundry detergents or trying a new stain remover. Instead of potentially ruining your clothes, you can simply test the fabric. We'd recommend keeping all the samples together right next to the place where you do your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. It's live or die with me, you know? You buy it, you wash it. If it doesn't come out right,
I don't have enough money to buy the clothes that come with a little piece of cloth.
I have not had any pieces of cloth in my clothes for years. I don't know if they do it anymore. I sometimes get a button.
Oh, yeah, you get a button.
Or a sweater, you'll get a little package of yarn. A little tiny thing. With about 4 inches of yarn.
I've never seen that.
And I think that's for a repair.
It would have to be, yeah.
I like that. I've seen that before. But I don't remember the last time I ever got a swatch of fabric. And if I did, I never, ever, ever tested the fabric. I just threw it away.
Just think if you can keep it and give it to somebody who does it, they could quilt it.
All those little squares?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. How many would you need?
Oh, 1,000. No, I don't know.
All righty.
Okay. Seeds. Can you keep your seeds fresh? If you don't use up all of your seed packets, store them in an airtight container with silica packets to keep them fresh for next year. The silica packets prevent the seeds from germinating or getting moldy.
Oh, that's really good news.
Yes.
I have those little packets.
Mm-hmm. I save them.
Oh, for so if we save them, are they still good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Once you open them and you put them in a bag or something else, no.
No. So if you get one in a bottle of aspirin.
Take it out of the aspirin bottle.
Can you use it in something else?
Sure.
I didn't know you could save your seeds from year to year. I throw them away because they have an expiration date on them.
Oh.
Well, I do still have some that I didn't use that I'll do that with.
Okay.
I wonder if I can just pour them all into a jar and just put one of the silica things in there. But then I wouldn't know what I'm planting.
I don't know.
That'd be an interesting thing.
That'd be... It's either go for it or no for it.
No for it. No. No for it.
Okay.
Tic-Tac dispensers. They have a little groove to dispense one Tic-Tac at a time. It was made that way. It says... Who eats them one at a time, though?
No, nobody.
How many
I know.
Times do you shake it? Right. It says in any case, it's kind of a neat hidden feature that they decided to put into the Tic Tac.
The mints
container.
The mints have something like that. On one side it says one, and on the other side it says many, so that the when you open the flap, the flap is bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen that?
Yeah, I've got
kind of
one.
Like a... You do?
Yeah.
Is it a Tic Tac one?
No. It's just a...
And it says, "What? Oh, she's going to open her purse and get it out." I know that they do that with some spices, where maybe cinnamon, you'll open one side and it's a sprinkle, and then you'll open the other side and it's a more pouring. Oh, icebreakers. I have seen that. Can I have one?
Sure.
Okay. You have to throw it to me. Oh, yeah.
Kabang,
these are the ice.
Mist.
And it does. It says icebreakers, mints, cool mint. Many is one side that you can open that isn't open yet. I won't rip it. And then one is the other side. Did you even open these yet?
Oh, yeah.
And
you can get two out of the one side if you
pretty.
Really want to.
Catch. Ready? That matches your shirt. We're not really good at throwing, everybody. Some prescription medication bottles can be unchild-proofed.
Let's do that again.
So you get a prescription bottle. You have to press down, turn, because it's child-proof. It locks.
Right.
You have to press down hard and turn. People who have issues with their hands that cannot do the press down and turn.
I know what you're talking about.
You take the cover off, flip it over, and put it on upside down. It's got a little thread at the bottom that
yep.
that catches.
Yep.
And
I
it
do
is
that.
An easy bottle to open and close. And here's another tip, because I've done that too.
Mm-hmm.
If I have to remember to take something, I flip it over like that. And it's a huge well. If you flip it over, that other side
that,
is.
Right.
And I put the pills in there,
mm-hmm.
or pill. And I set that down so that it will remind me to take it, and it sits right on top of the bottle because it's in that little well.
And if you have more than one or two, you can put them in that little well to make sure that you don't double
mm-hmm.
your dose.
Yeah. It's a really good little idea. A good little idea? Why did I say that?
You like little things.
I do. I like little things. Okay.
Sorry, Mark. Prevent your bathroom mirror from fogging up after a hot shower with car wax. Apply a small amount of car wax to the mirror. Let it dry, then buff with a soft, dry cloth. She has to get herself together here for a minute.
Some screwdrivers are designed to work with wrenches. Slide the end of the wrench over the screwdriver, and you can get more torque. Have you ever seen that? It's pretty cool. If you've got the wrench attached and you can't turn it, you take the screwdriver, you put it in the wrench, and you turn that.
Like a winch.
Uh-huh. It's very cool. It's very cool. Okay. It's also useful for working with your screwdriver at awkward angles.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Get wrinkles out of your laundry with zero effort. Ditch the time-consuming iron or handheld steamer to get wrinkles out of a shirt or slacks. Throw a few ice cubes or a wet washcloth in the dryer with your wrinkled clothes. As the ice melts and the water turns to steam, it will remove the wrinkles. This trick isn't as effective with heavier clothing, but it's a miracle for lighter fabrics.
It really is. It does work for jeans.
Have you tried it?
Oh, yes, all the time.
I never have tried it.
Not ice cubes. I'll take if there's a small piece of clothing in the wash, in that wash,
mm-hmm.
I'll just wet that, throw it in. Even a shirt, I'll just throw it.
If it was in the wash, isn't it already wet?
No. So if the clothes are sitting in the dryer for hours, I forgot to pull them out. Are you chewing? I'm doing the same thing. So we're both sitting here, and we've got these mints. And we're chewing them with our front teeth, like little bunny rabbits. And I think it's time for us to take a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
WTBR.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Hello.
Hello. Here we are again. This is the second half of our show. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And we have true or false for you. One of these is true.
Two are false. The speed of light in a vacuum is exactly 300,000 kilometers per second. Sorry, I'm still doing the mint.
The mint. It's tingly.
Venus rotates in the same direction as most planets. And mercury is the only metal that is liquid at room temperature.
Okay.
At the end of the hour, we'll give you the good stuff on it.
Okay. So we are, what were we talking about before the break?
Getting wrinkles out of your laundry.
Oh, so if you leave them in the dryer too long and everything is wrinkled, take a piece out, run it under water, just get it damp, throw it in with the rest of the laundry that's in there that's wrinkled. And turn it on. And you're talking maybe 15 minutes. And you have to be at the dryer when it's done to take everything out immediately. Otherwise, you're back in the same boat.
Yeah, if you leave it in there, it'll still wrinkle.
Now, it doesn't do good with things, you know, with collars that you want ironed nice or whatever. But it really does help with a lot of stuff. And I think a lot of people know this.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you still iron?
I have to, but not very often.
Yeah, I do too. I like to iron.
If I'm going out someplace that's important, then I'll iron. Otherwise, I might just wear a jacket and you can't tell. Like today.
I used to... is that why?
No.
I used to, when I was first married... get the ironing board out. I would save a whole bunch of clothes that needed to be ironed in a laundry basket. I'd turn on a movie or something, and I would iron it, have all the hangers. I'd hang all the hangers on the door jamb above the door. I used sizing. I sprayed sizing. I'd iron maybe 40 things at a time.
Oh, my God.
I loved it. I kind of like it now, but I don't iron like that. It's every once in a while. I know people that don't own an iron. I bet there are a lot of you out there that don't even own an iron, which is fine.
There's a spray you can get, but it doesn't work very well.
No.
It makes your clothes wet, and it takes longer for them to dry, so the wrinkles go away.
But it takes a while.
But it takes a lot.
What if you throw it in the dryer?
Duh.
There you go. Ever wonder about the holes in the sides of certain types of shoes?
Holes in the sides of shoes?
They're not just there to let your feet air out. They're little circles. Then they've got a rivet around them. Mostly sneakers. Mm-hmm. There's just a little hole with a rivet.
Yeah.
On the side, like where your arch is. And
I haven't worn sneakers in so long.
Yeah. So it said this style used to be common for basketball sneakers. So the holes likely allowed for some alternate lacing techniques, not for air.
Oh.
That stopped basketball players' feet from slipping on the court. There's not really a reason for them to be there these days, but they are an iconic part of the look.
I wonder what the special name for them is.
The hole on the side of a basketball sneaker.
Well, see, that's too long and too long to remember.
They thought it was to let your feet air out, some people thought, and we were wrong. We were wrong.
All right. If you're in your kitchen and you made a sandwich and you couldn't eat the whole sandwich, and all you had were the gallon sandwich size bags, would you put it in one of those?
And that's all I had?
Yep.
Yes, I would.
I can tell you how to make two out of that. You heat up an old butter knife with a lighter, slice the bag in half. The hot knife cauterizes the edges of two new bags. The cauterized edges are as strong as the factory-sealed edges. That came in from Julia Trenton.
You know that I want to try that.
I know, I do too.
You have to. Do you ruin your knife with the match?
Why? No, I don't think it would.
Interesting.
It just makes it hot.
That'd be just fun to do.
Just to see if it works.
I'm going to try that. All right. Okay, I just did that already, and we're going to do, what's the deal with the little black grate on a microwave? I have that.
Oh, I know something about that. The waves won't go through or something.
Really? I think you're right. Let me check. It's called a Faraday shield. Never heard that. It's intended to stop the microwaves from escaping the inside of the oven and converting. Oh, my phone just did a weird thing. I lost it. And converting the box into a Faraday cage. This allows your food to cook more efficiently by preventing the rays from simply shooting out from the front of the door.
Otherwise, if you were standing in front of your microwave when it was working, you'd be radiated.
Yeah. So why is there a screen at all? Why don't they just block it completely?
Because then you couldn't see in and see your food while it was cooking.
Do you care?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do you ever look in the oven to see your food cook?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
Or do you just open and check, open and check, open and check?
No, sometimes I'll look. Most of the times I would look.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wait. It says, incidentally, it should also block most cell phone signals if you really don't want to hear from anyone. You can put your phone in the microwave or just turn the phone off for a while. While all microwaves have Faraday shields, they vary in quality, and some actually let quite a bit of energy escape. Don't worry. Even a poor shield will serve as its intended purpose, and there's no safety issue. Put your phone in the microwave.
Without turning on the
microwave,
I would say.
Don't turn it on. Yeah. Don't turn it on. It will block the cell phone signal.
How about
Why
that?
Why would you do that?
Because you were nuts.
Because someone's trying to find you. Someone's looking for you.
Oh, now she's getting creepy.
That's funny. I have never ever think that, ever.
Okay.
Okay.
Stop wall frames from slipping out of place and scratching the wall paint by putting small dots of hot glue on the back corners of the frame. The hot glue not only prevents movement, but it also holds the picture away from the wall to prevent scratches and nicks.
So I did that.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
And?
I made a big mistake.
What?
When I put the hot glue behind the picture to do that, I put it on the wall while the glue was still warm. And so just a few weeks ago, I was moving a picture for some reason, and I couldn't get it off the wall, and I tugged a little bit, and it did take the paint off the wall. So here's the thing.
Cool it down.
Make sure it's 100% cool. 100%. 200% cool. Put an ice cube on it. Put it in the freezer. Bring it to the Antarctic.
Bring it to the Antarctic?
Bring it to somewhere really cold.
Okay.
And then put it on the wall.
Okay.
Yes. Because you can really, and I have a lot of pictures on that wall.
Uh-oh.
So I know when they come down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Buy
How
some
about,
paint.
I'm sorry?
Buy some paint.
Yep. It'll be time to, and maybe repair. I don't know if it took some sheetrock off. I don't know, maybe. Anyway, how about the little bumps on the F and the J keys on your keyboard?
Oh, I know what those are for.
I bet you do. I'll let you answer because I bet you do.
It helps you keep your fingers on the right keys
That's
at the right time.
Right. That's right. And anybody who's had typing lessons
yep.
knows that.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Plywood sheet carrier. Now, have you ever had to carry a heavy sheet of plywood or... And Mark, I'm talking to you. And if it's not plywood, it's plastic or PVC or whatever. It's a big thing and you can't get it out. Here's an easy way for you. The best method I've found, and this comes from Ken Porter, so don't blame me. The best method I've found is to make a loop from an 18-foot length of rope and wrap it around two corners. Now I can use the rope as a handle.
So Bev just did a demonstration, which makes sense. The rope goes on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And
bottom
then,
two corners.
And then it comes up in the center so you can grab it.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. That's a great idea.
I thought so.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Mark.
That's a really good idea. Now we're going to have to figure out what we're going to remodel or build so that Mark can do that.
I wonder if he already knows it.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to give you the credit for finding that. You know the little tiny holes that are drilled in an airplane window at the bottom?
Yes.
Little tiny hole.
For pressure. What?
I'm looking to see if you're... Because, you know, they always say we think it's for... One reason is to compensate for the huge air pressure difference as the plane is climbing to cruising altitude. She's smart. The second reason is to prevent the windows from fogging.
Oh,
fogging.
Oh, okay.
You may see windows in a home where there's a little tiny hole in the vinyl around, and that I believe is for
the same reason.
I was once on a flight. It was a Southwest flight, and we were about 20 minutes in, and my ears were really blocked bad, and the man next to me who I was speaking to started not speaking anymore and holding his ears and asking me if my ears were blocked, and I said, yeah, really bad. And then as a few more minutes went by, they were asking if there was a doctor on the plane because somebody's ears were bleeding.
Oh, my word.
And then as a few more minutes went by, you started hearing people complaining and moaning and their ears were hurting. And they made an announcement that they had a problem with the depressurizing the plane. Or what do they do when they go up? Depressurize or pressurize? Depressure.
I would say pressurized because you don't want
to depressurize. Oh, yeah, because you're going up. And it got to the point where you almost couldn't hear at all.
Wow.
And it was painful. So they brought the plane down lower.
Yep.
And we had to go back. And
wow.
We had to go back to the airport and land. And they had ambulances and they had a tent set up already with some medical people. And the people who had the bleeding had to go over there. Anybody that was concerned had to go over.
I wonder if it'd mess up your mind.
Huh?
Your ears are bleeding?
I don't know. Mine didn't. So
where'd the bleed come from?
I don't know, but isn't that awful?
It's scary.
Yeah. They gave us all vouchers for free flight, so that was really nice. Anyway.
Okay. Clean up paint in carpet. I used to think this comes from Tom Jerdowski. I used to think dropping a loaded paintbrush on the carpet meant replacing the carpet until a former foreman told me this little tip. Pour some denatured alcohol onto a rag and scrub away the paint. Use a rag that is as close in color to the carpet as the alcohol can transfer some of the rag's color to the carpet.
Denatured?
Denatured alcohol.
And that's paint.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that works for nail polish.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I know somebody that dropped some nail polish and it broke all over the carpet. I don't know. Nail polish, that's different.
Yeah.
I know that you can cut that piece of carpet out, but then you'll always have that, you know, you'll see the line.
Yep.
Then I think you can actually cut the carpet, depending on how much pile there is, you can cut the pile off that got stained and then somewhere else in a closet or something, cut some of the pile and then glue. No. Could you tell I was making that up?
She's getting to no.
I was making that up. Well, I really do know somebody who spilled nail polish.
Okay.
So, you know how we say things like...
The nail polish or the nail polish remover?
Nail polish went on the carpet.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. You know how we say things like a moot point or chuck full?
Yes.
Or got to toe the line?
Yeah.
Well, toe the line means to follow the rules. It comes from runners who put their toe to the line before running a race. So
all
that's
right.
Where that came from. Chuck full... The word chock, C-H-O-C-K, is an old English word which means cheek, as well as full to the brim. In other words, chock full means a mouthful.
Oh.
Chock full of nuts.
And the other one?
I'm... Chuck, did I ever say if you're full, you've eaten too much, I'm chuck full? No.
My belly is bigger than my eyes.
I mean, I've heard the saying, but when do we ever say that?
Vice versa. Not in this century.
It's chuck. Oh, my bead, my money container in my bedroom. That's. Let's see. My beads are in a container and it's chuck full.
She's running again.
Would you say that?
I would say that.
Yeah. So that kind of makes sense, full to the brim. Both of those make sense.
And the other one? You had three of them.
Well, this one is espresso. Is it espresso or espresso?
Espresso.
Correct. It is not espresso. It is not espresso. And it says the first syllable is an S. S is in Sam.
Yeah, not X.
E-S. Not X.
It's espresso.
I really want my coffee.
Oh, I know. I miss mine. I didn't have breakfast either. No.
It's in the car.
Yeah, I'm going to do some whining. All right. Message board. I'm off a dry erase message boards, but they're usually pretty unattractive and big, so I make message boards using nice picture frames. To make these message boards, grab a picture frame, cut some paper, cut the paper to fit the frame, and set it in behind the glass. The glass makes an excellent dry erase surface.
Oh, and the white paper is behind it.
Yes.
So you can see it.
Yes.
That is so cool.
I like that. You could draw pictures on it. You could draw anything. Put your grocery list.
And it's not a dry erase board. It's glass over white paper in a frame.
But it wipes off.
Hey, everybody. That's a really good idea for a craft fair.
Yeah.
Speaking of craft fair.
You know something about a craft fair?
I do. There is a craft fair coming up at Berkshire Hills Country Club. And it is on October 19th. Berkshire Hills Country Club is on Benedict Road in Pittsfield.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on October 19th, which is a Sunday, 10 to 3. And they're going to have the ballroom all full of crafters.
Wow.
Selling their crafts.
Cool. We'll have to keep reminding people.
Yes. And I'm participating with Patty and Donna and Kathy.
Cool.
So we all have we're making stuff, and everybody else is making stuff.
And now you can go buy some stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes, October 19th.
Okay.
Okay, and there's no fee to get in. There's no admission.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's no fee, not for a craft fair. Okay. Deep-seated. Huh. Is it deep-seated or deep-seated? Is it S-E-E-D?
As in T.
Or is it S-E-A-T?
Deep-seated. Yeah?
The incorrect spelling above, which is seeded, like seeding a garden.
Yeah. But I was thinking of tennis, too.
Seems... Oh, yeah?
You get seeded in tennis. Your first seed or second seed.
Oh, I didn't know that. I only know the love part of tennis. Their scoring is odd for tennis.
It's more about the level of talent you have.
I see. Oh, by being seeded.
Right.
And it's S-E-E-D-E-D?
Mm-hmm.
So it says the incorrect spelling above, which is the seeded, seems like it could be right because it's something that's planted deeply in the ground and it would be firmly established. But the correct expression is deep-seated. It doesn't say if that is a different definition, though.
I was thinking of a chair.
Deep-seated. Seated. Deeply seated. This is messing with my head.
Okay.
Okay.
Carpet padding to make a plush rug. Want to make any rug feel extra plush and luxurious? Add a layer of carpet padding underneath your rug. It's thicker and cheaper than a typical rug pad. So you tell me, it's still a rug pad if it's a carpet padding, is it not?
Yeah, I don't get it.
So maybe you have to ask specifically for carpet padding.
Carpet padding. Oh, I think I know. So carpet padding is more like a whole bunch of pieces of foam glued together, making a big pad, and it's solid. Rug padding is more of a waffle-looking thing that you place underneath your rug so you don't ruin your floor. It's
right.
Rubbery.
Right.
So what are they telling you to do? Get carpet padding to
get
put under your rug?
Yeah, it's thicker. It
yep. I think carpet padding is that thickness that makes it cushy.
Yep.
Yeah. It really makes a difference.
It does.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to find another one. Oh, et cetera.
etc.
Is it?
E-T-C-E-T-R-A.
So is it etc. or etc.?
Et.
Ding, 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 ding. It's pronounced etc. exactly the way it is spelled. It is E-T, etc. It is not etc. It is E-T-C. Et cetera. Because even if you use the abbreviation, it's still E-C-T. It is not E-C-C.
True.
And it is not E-C-T. It's E-T-C, et cetera.
Oh, et cetera.
Yep, et cetera.
Okay. What's the difference between a northern fairy tale and a southern fairy tale? A northern fairy tale begins once upon a time. A southern fairy tale begins, you ain't all gonna believe this.
I gotta tell that to my friends. They'll love it. They'll love that. I love it. I love that. I love it.
Go ahead.
Shoo-in. Shoo-in. You're a shoo-in.
You'll win. You're a shoo-in. All right.
Shoo-in is what you really want to write when you're trying to say that someone is a sure winner. It's because when you shoo something, you're urging it in a certain direction, like a cat or a dog.
Okay.
Shoo. Shoo. And it's not S-H-O-E, which some people write, shoo-in. It's S-H-O-O, like shoo your cat. There you go. These are, you know, you are going to be very, very, very thankful that you heard all this information today.
I've seen it printed S-H-O-E.
Have you?
Yeah.
Maybe they think because you put your foot in a shoe and it's a shoe in.
I don't know. To remove gum from a carpet. When gum freezes, it gets brittle and easily breaks apart. So if you have a gum stuck in your carpet, freeze it to remove it quickly and neatly. Place a sandwich bag filled with ice cubes on top of it quickly. No, not quickly. Never mind that. Put the bag on top of it and wait about a half an hour. When the gum is frozen, break it apart and pull it out of the carpet.
I've heard that before.
You have?
Mark has gum on the bottom of a pair of shoes.
Ugh.
And the shoes have treads.
So they get inside of them.
So he tried stuff, but I didn't know right away this happened because I would have suggested the ice,
right,
to try to get it off. But it's
a mess.
I said, you know what, don't ever wear them in the house. Wear them all the time outside and it will eventually hopefully wear off.
Did it?
Well, I don't know, it just happened.
Oh.
But it's pretty gross to know.
Well,
that
can he still use the ice? Is it too late?
It kind of is, because the bottom of the shoe is more like a rubber sole that's got tread in it, like a tire.
Yeah.
So it's in the treads, but it's attached now to the rubber. You can't even scrape it with a knife because it's like almost it has become part of the rubber.
I understand.
All right.
Thank you, Father. The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.